here's a story from The World.
If you're keeping tabs on the U.S. election, here's another thing President Trump and Vice President Biden do not agree on: global reproductive health policies. The U.S. is the world's biggest funder of these programs, but not if abortion is involved. The Trump administration has restricted funding if it is. A popular move among conservatives, but global reproductive health advocates worry that the policy restrictions have gone so far beyond abortion itself that they're actually worsening women's health services across the globe. Here's more on that from The World's Ilana Gordon.
President Trump wasted no time when he took office in 2017 to reinstate what's often referred to as the Mexico City policy. It prohibits groups that get U.S. aid for reproductive health from engaging in any abortion-related services, even if groups use separate non-U.S. funds for it.
The president, it's no secret, has made it very clear that he's a pro-life president.
Trump's press secretary at the time, Sean Spicer, explained the president's reasoning.
He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well.
President Ronald Reagan first introduced this Mexico City policy in 1984 at a conference in Mexico City. Opponents have another name for it: the global gag rule, because it prevents groups from using their own separate non-U.S. funds for any kind of abortion-related work, whether that's offering counseling where abortion's discussed as an option or referring a woman to an abortion provider. Dr. Carol Sichemki is director of the Mary Stopes Program in Uganda, which has the highest rate of teen pregnancy in sub-Saharan Africa. Her group works to prevent unwanted pregnancies and unsafe abortions.
I think what really helps is to empower women with information so that they can make informed choices concerning their bodies.
Abortions are illegal under most circumstances in Uganda. Sichemki's group provides contraceptive services and other health care for women. When Trump reinstated the Mexico City policy, her organization faced a tough decision: forfeit $20 million in U.S. aid, but continue to offer services like abortion counseling, or take the funding but compromise what they do.
That really means a change in how you work, in changing how you deliver services to women and girls.
Sichemki's group turned down the funding. Under a Biden presidency, it's likely she wouldn't have to do that.
We believe in free speech. That's why I'll end the gag rule, the global gag rule that prevents money from getting to NGOs who even talk about family planning.
Joe Biden wouldn't be the first president to reverse the Mexico City policy. Since Reagan, presidents have repealed or reinstated it along party lines. This back and forth has had one unintended benefit. It's allowed researchers like Nina Brooks at Stanford University to better assess the impact of the policy on abortion and women's health in affected communities. Brooks discovered a counterintuitive trend.
When the policy is in effect, the abortion rate increased by 40% in countries that were most vulnerable to the Mexico City policy's funding restrictions relative to countries that were less reliant on U.S. aid for family planning.
Yes, abortion rates went up when a U.S. policy aimed at reducing abortion-related services went down. Brooks believes that when groups like Sichemki's lose U.S. aid, family planning services take a hit, and women lose access to modern contraceptives. Pregnancies go up, as do abortions, and often in riskier circumstances.
So it really speaks to the broad reach of U.S. global policies on health outcomes worldwide.
Despite these findings, President Trump has expanded the Mexico City policy since taking office. Now, nearly any organization that receives U.S. funding for healthcare is barred from offering abortion-related services, even when using separate funds. It doesn't matter if the agency's focus is on preventing malaria. If it partners with a group that offers abortion-related services, it can't get U.S. funding. This policy expansion is already affecting a critical area of healthcare: the fight against HIV and AIDS.
So HIV becomes a casualty. It's a war that really it was not the enemy.
Kenneth Juma is at the African Population and Health Research Center in Kenya. He says that HIV services have become integrated with reproductive health services. And that's a good thing. People don't have to go to separate clinics and pharmacies for all their different needs. But according to his research, the Mexico City policy has created a loss in critical HIV services.
It has made an already bad situation worse, and the effect is most severe amongst the poorest and marginalized communities, where they benefit much greatly from this scheme of funding.
Women's health activists say that Trump's new policy is also emboldening activists across the world who are opposed to any kind of family planning. Tabitha Sooyo is a reproductive health activist and lawyer in Kenya. She worries about the overall impact on women.
So it's a lot of things that are at play, fear, misinformation, and this really works towards advancing a very oppressive agenda on women's rights.
Biden and Trump are on opposite ends in their approaches to global health and commitment to funding. A campaign spokesperson said that if elected, Biden would use executive action on his first day in office to withdraw the Mexico City policy. Many around the world will be closely watching to see what happens. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.